So we're continuing today in Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, chapter 2, second Mishnah. We're continuing with the phrase V'chala oskim b'tzim atzibor ye oskim on l'shem shamayim. Whoever works for the community should do that work for the sake of heaven, writes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Lo l'hiskabed v'lo l'hanosmen v'lo l'histar aleihem. El anhigam derach yishara. That when one takes a position of communal authority, one should make sure to do it for the right reasons, and not chas v'shalom to go ahead and wield power or wield influence, or go ahead and somehow gain honor, but rather one should do it ultimately for the sake of helping the children of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shezchus avosim esayayton v'tzid kasim omed eslad. The Mishnah went on, because the merit of their ancestors will help them, and their righteousness will endure forever. So this is incredible. The Rabbeinu Yonah here writes, he explains something really fascinating. He says that in reality, Klal Yisrael has so much inherent merit. What's our merit? Our merit is chus avos, the merit of our ancestors. That ultimately, again, the avos and imos, the patriarchs and matriarchs, and not just them, but just so many incredible ancestors, so many generations who came before us, who were committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who ultimately were moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So very often in life, even if we don't possess the requisite merits in order to be able to get something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, we have zchus avos. We have the merits of our ancestors. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, and this is really profound. He says, just understand that Klal Yisrael is going to get whatever it needs because of the merits of our ancestors, not because of the leader. The leader should never think that the results that occur are because of him. The leader should understand that any results, any positive results, ultimately, again, are a result of zchus avos, of the merit of our forefathers, which is really an incredible and humbling idea. But with that, va'atem ma'ala ani aleichem sachar kilu harbe kilu asisem. But for the leader who conducts himself in the right way, who doesn't use his position of authority, or doesn't exploit his authority, or doesn't use his authority for his own self-aggrandizement or self-advancement, even though the result is happening because of the merits of our ancestors, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a leader who leads with honesty and integrity the reward, as if he is responsible for the particular outcome. A really incredible, incredible idea. The Rabbeinu Yonah then gives another interpretation when he says, V'chala oskim atzibur ye oskim al l'shem shamayim, that whoever goes ahead and literally conducts himself or works on behalf of the community should do so for the sake of heaven. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person might sometimes say, V'al tomar lama li hatzara hazos l'trach b'tzarchei tzibar. Right? At the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, sometimes a person can say, you know what? I'm not getting involved in work for the community. Too many headaches, too many difficulties, too many strong personalities. What good is it? What good does it do? To which the Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that a person who rolls up his sleeves and helps with matters of the community, are there headaches? Sure, plenty of them. Are there difficulties? No shortage. But ultimately, again, ma'ala ani aleichem, but at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just know the reward. The reward for those who are osek b'tzarchei tzibor be'amuna. The reward for those who go ahead and literally help and conduct and put in the effort to advance the national agenda of Klal Yisrael. For that, there is an immeasurable amount of reward. So incredible lessons. So if you're going to get involved in helping the Klal, helping the community, helping your people, do it for the right reasons and don't do it for one's own selfish motivations. Understand that even if you're able to affect incredible things, it's not you. It's not the leader. Ultimately, it's chus avos. It's the merit of our forefathers. But with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you put in your effort and you conduct yourself appropriately and humbly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the leader the reward as if it was him who went ahead and affected these particular results. Incredible. Person should never say, I'm so much happier just minding my own business, living my own life, not getting so involved in the needs of the community. To that, the Mishnah says, don't lose out on the opportunity to serve your people. For those who do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great reward in store for them. Let's go weiter a little bit. The next Mishnah says, have a zehirin b'rashos. Be very careful with the government. Shein mekarven lo la'adam elo tzorech atzman. The government only brings people close for their own motivations. In other words, the government uses people and doesn't bring them close for any reason other than to serve their own motivations. He says, Nirin ko'avim b'shas hanasan, the government, right, the authorities will go ahead and look like your friend at the time that they need you. Ve'ein omdilo ala adam b'shas dachako, but they don't stand by a person in his time of trouble. So a very sobering Mishnah. So of course, on the most basic level, what is the Mishnah teaching us? And again, this is very much reflective of the Jewish experience with Gentile authorities throughout the generations, that it's always been a very exploitative relationship, that at the end of the day, even when quote-unquote we've benefited, it was only when it was mutually beneficial. No one has ever done something just for the good of Klal Yisrael. Again, from the perspective of the Mishnah, any good that's been done has only because it's benefited the Gentile authorities who ultimately were ruling over us. And therefore, the Mishnah just tells us to be careful. She tells us to be careful. You know, everyone likes to feel loved, and everyone likes to feel appreciated. Everyone likes to feel close to those in power. But just be careful. Be careful who you ultimately align yourself with. The Rabbeinu Yonah then goes on and he explains very beautifully. He says the truth is just on a more global level. What the Mishnah is teaching us is governments don't control things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls things. Sometimes we spend so much time and effort trying to create inroads in human relationships, right, with people who we feel have all the power. And the truth is, to take even a step further, sometimes we even compromise on things because we feel that that's what's necessary in order to create the relationships with the people who have the power, because we assume that those people have all the control and we need them. The Mishnah is telling us there's only one entity in this universe that controls everything, and that's the Ribono Shel Olam. Outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no human ruler controls everything. Outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, There is no authority that controls everything. It's only Hashem. And therefore, again, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, don't spend your life trying to ingratiate or make inroads to those who you perceive have all of the power. Instead, utilize your time and your kohos ultimately to create relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.